Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics delivered the worst monthly jobs report in 7 years. The headline was a decrease of 33,000 jobs. Even after excluding the prior month revisions and the birth-death adjustment, there were still fewer job holders in September than the month before. This decline in jobs is even more significant when you consider that, because the U.S. population is growing, at least 115,000 jobs need to be added each month to avoid a hike in the unemployment rate. The BLS blamed the jobs decline on the recent hurricanes, which led to a number of business closures. That may or may not be accurate. Typically, jobs decline in September as students return to school. However, there were blatant deceptions in last Friday's data release. The BLS claimed that the unemployment rate fell from 4.4 down to 4.2%. With a decline in the number of jobs, how is that possible? In the news release, the BLS exposed their sleight of hand that allowed them to claim that the unemployment rate fell. It said that, because of the hurricanes, it counted as employed those who previously held jobs but did not work or get paid for the pay period that included September 12th. So, the BLS brazenly reclassified some unemployed people as being job holders. That's going to make it tricky next month in coming up with a new excuse to misclassify people without jobs. Another deception occurred in the average hourly rate paid to private sector production and non-supervisory employees. This allegedly rose 9 cents per hour from August. However, when you consider how many students quit their summer jobs, most of whom were being paid at the low end of the scale, the increase should have been much higher on that basis alone. So, it is entirely possible that, contrary to what the BLS reported, that worker average hourly wages actually declined in September. If you want to know what is going on in the American jobs market, do not believe the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.